good day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place, cause you made it to lift my voice, sing a song of praise on this good day.
The Stephen Show is ready to launch.
Go, Dad!
It's another amazing hour with Doug and his friends Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden, and you examining what's going on in the world, preparing you for Easter weekend, if that's important to you. Today's Earth Day. Yeah. I've now collected my thoughts on that, I guess, a little bit, and found, actually, the headline for today's show section at DougStephan.com has a lot of information about Earth Day.
It is.
Well, look at that. My own website told me so.
Believe me, but,
no, all right. So here's the thing about Earth Day. By the way, 800-510-8255. Normally, this program is really, we have 40, 45 callers a day. We engage the listeners in sometimes serious conversation about the issues of the day, and sometimes it's silly stuff or just things that I want to kind of point out to you, and I find the way to do it that lasts in people's minds is to ask a question and have people call in with the right or the wrong answers, that sort of thing. But today we've been more focused actually on your communication with us on Facebook, and I guess a little Twittering has been going on as well, but the Facebook thing, which we're pursuing with aplomb. You know what that means. We are vigorously, as John Kennedy used to say, with vigor, we are pursuing the Facebook connection.
There you go.
And it is because of that we find there are different people. We have all kinds of ways of connecting through social media, and we have different folks connecting with us, whether it's the video side or the audio side or the print side. We got extraordinarily good feedback from some people who, for whatever the reason, like the last gentleman who sent the comment in on Facebook about his wife being an air traffic controller and what his information added to the conversation was important. So I encourage you to do that. We have all kinds of ways to connect, whether it's 800-510-8255. We have a sound-off line that's available 24 hours a day. Should you be listening to this program when it's not on the air live, that is, people download it or it's carried on radio stations later in the day or in the evening, that sort of thing, and you want to be heard. You need to be heard. You ought to be heard.
Yeah.
So you can be heard. Sound off. 1, 2, 3, 4. 877-541-5250 is that line. You know, we haven't used, and I know it's because Clay's not here anymore, the text line.
Oh, our text line.
We just kind of put that out.
I kind of like that text.
Yeah, all right. So let's work on that, Richie, all right?
Sure. No problem. Gotcha.
Well, who would be? You have to monitor it, though, right? 646-926, Doug.
Set it up a little differently than it is right now.
Okay, we can do that. Speaking of setting things up, this is perhaps, I don't know how to, this is one of those close your eyes and imagine this happening to you stories. An older woman who is on a cruise ship in the Norwegian Sea got sick. So the Coast Guard sent a helicopter to rescue her. They picked her up to move her, and her stretcher fell off the helicopter guy wire, and she dropped into the ocean.
No.
73-year-old Janet Richardson, again, imagine this happening to you. She spent 4 hours. No, I'm sorry. It wasn't 4 hours. She'd be dead. 4 minutes treading water before they were able to get back down to her.
Wow.
How about that? She was in intensive care after it happened.
That's incredible.
2-week cruise.
And what was wrong with her to begin with?
She had some kind of internal hemorrhaging or bleeding going on.
Oof.
And she ended up in the North Atlantic. My God. And she's still alive to tell the story. Woo! Wow. But that's one of those things.
She didn't get pneumonia.
Right. The world of the mind and the world of the word and the pictures that come, even though you are taught that you don't need an imagination anymore because you have an iPad, iPhone, television, computer, all those things that force you to look at images all day long. How about you don't? and you take your own experience. Close your eyes every once in a while when you listen, if I'm good enough to tell you stories about things like that, and just put yourself in that position. And it does help your mind. What I'm trying to do here in part, and I'm not so sure that I'm as subtle about this.
But go ahead. Give it your best shot.
Well, we all have our minds, and as the old expression, it's a terrible thing to waste, goes, it really is. And Jennifer asked me something on the air. She asked me something off the air. After I had my Saroscan evaluation in Denver, you've heard me talk a lot about them, the work they're doing with people that have Alzheimer's and dementia and Parkinson's and all that stuff. And basically they started by helping the NFL try to figure out how they could protect or work with the mind, literally the minds, the brains of the men who play football whose brains become mush after so much bashing. And I will tell you, Jennifer wanted to know why. I've talked about certain things and I haven't talked about other things. And I wasn't necessarily sure how to broach this.
And I was honing my psychic skills.
And she was. Yeah. She was asking me, what else did you learn there? And I didn't answer her. Mm-hmm. And the reason I didn't answer her is because I was still formulating a way to tell the story about what I had learned. And the reason that I wanted some time is because what I learned about what's going on in my brain needed me first to adjust to it and then to find out a way to deal or get around or fix it. And so that I have been working on for the better part of this past month in ways that I haven't told my family this, I haven't told anybody this. And it isn't like it's horrible and I'm going to, become a brainless moron. But it's something that that you've heard me sort of allude to it a little bit because of things that happened to me when I was a child and the impact that those events, the traumas that happened to me when I was a young child, what they have done, those events have done to my brain. And I will tell you that what they did wasn't anything that was good. And so what I'm thankful for, in a way, is that I have, there are no accidents. Life is such a wonderful, strange journey. You meet people because you're supposed to. You have circumstances that teach you lessons. All of the things that you go through on a daily basis that you think don't mean anything sometimes, they really do.
You banged your head when you were 3 years old because it was meant to be?
Well, no. Well, maybe. But my meeting John Kelly and learning about my brain at this point in my life saves me from having my brain destroyed later on in my life. And that's really, it's kind of like the guy who found me when I had a flat tire in the middle of nowhere 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I mean, how does that stuff happen?
Yeah.
Why does it happen? So I have a problem, and I'm now learning how to deal with it.
All right, so when we come back, you're going to tell us what the problem is and then how you intend to fix it?
Well, maybe. Maybe.
Oh, come on.
Maybe. You can't just chuck that
out. I'll tell you. I'll be up front with you. You know that. I tell stories.
Yeah.
I told you about I've talked about some painful stuff in my life.
This isn't painful. It's a realization.
No,
you have to handle it.
You deal with it. That's all.
Right.
All right, so I'll do that, Richie. You're on. It's a 15 after on Good Day.
Website downtime is trouble for leading online businesses like Amazon, eBay, and Google. They figured out a way to ensure uptime, but at a cost most companies cannot afford. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Load Balancer provides continuous availability and peak performance across multiple websites while preventing network intrusions. Don't risk downtime. Visit Barracuda.com/uptime to try the Barracuda Load Balancer free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/uptime.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
Spring is finally here, so hurry into the PetSmart Everything Spring Sale. You'll save up to 25% on over 1,000 items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $10 on new Canine Advantix 2 and Advantix 2 6-packs. Canine Advantix 2 for dogs repels and kills ticks, fleas, and mosquitoes. And Advantix 2 kills all flea life stages on dogs and cats. PetSmart, we love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, offer valid through April 24th. Canine Advantix 2 is for use on dogs only.
17 and change past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Roberta is off. She'll be back next week. The queen of cheap hunting for deals on her vacay. So there hasn't been a lot of new stuff in there at DougSteffens.com, but there have been a lot of other great material there this week. Hopefully I have time to sweep through some of it before we visit with Dr. Ken, who, by the way, is as good a friend, I think that's a good way of expressing it, as good a friend as I could have in this circumstance that I'm about to describe to you. As Richie is as good a friend as I could have in the relationship that we have, technically and otherwise, in this world of radio, we all have different aspects of our lives. I couldn't imagine a better dog than Charlotte. I couldn't imagine better children.
Yeah. Come on, let's get to the. Yeah.
So, well, okay, but I'm sort of saying that in this circumstance, Ken has been with me every step of the way.
Okay.
So I go through the process of getting my brain examined, and I take it as, you know, like, how many of these things have I done in my life?
Yeah.
Experiments to talk about them on the air, it's a lark. Right? No. The guy who is the neurosurgeon and the lady who evaluates the scans, when I get on the phone with him, says, "Are you sitting down?" And right away I'm thinking,
uh-oh.
Why do I have to be sitting down?
Yeah, I don't like that.
So what really happened in their scan was that they found some things in my brain that have been damaged by my activities as a child that created a brain damage, so that the frontal lobes where dementia begins are pre-demented, if you will. I don't know what the right expression is, but they
are. Well, you don't have dementia, but there's the.
No, but there is. If this had gone unexplored and unfound.
Undetected.
In 7 to 10 years from now, I would have early stages of Alzheimer's, or dementia, not Alzheimer's. And I would begin to show signs of memory impairment, not be able to remember what I just said, all of that stuff. But now, because through all of these connections, I have found people who are working on this problem and know how to deal with it and how to overcome it. If I'm smart, I will listen to them, and I trust the people, the three or four people that I have met. And you'll meet these people over the course of the next weeks and months and years, because they'll become a part of what not only I might have gone through and may even go through, but what many of you would go through. And so there are stories that go with this, and that's why I say the business about using your imagination is part of how you keep your brain in tune. And that's part of this whole exercise. To keep your brain from atrophying, you got to use it. You have to use it or you will lose it. And that's part of what I'm learning, frankly, going through all of this stuff. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you. Joyce Riley's seminar about what we will do when there is no medicine. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. Sponsored by GCN and Midas Resources.
Peter Greenberg joins us in a few moments with today's travel tip. The focus here, Richie and Jennifer think I should continue to explain what it is that I started talking about.
So I will say I've got, you know, signs that I would be a perfect candidate for having dementia in 7 to 10 years, but they have ways of fixing it. Well, nobody really knows how to fix dementia.
Well, that's about, I don't want to mislead people and suggest that the fixing it is
how do you avoid
probably not
it's
the right
coming
it's probably
it's
not
it.
The right word. I don't know what the right word is. Maybe I'll ask Ken when he comes on, because he's been reluctant to. He said to me any number of times, you know, I don't know how much you want to talk about this on the air. So I said in my own time, I will come upon a moment. And I wasn't planning on talking about this morning until I started focusing on the imagination. And that's one of the things that you can do to keep your brain strong. Your brain, as much as it's said that's kind of trite, is a muscle. And you exercise it, and it gets stronger and better. So doing crossword puzzles, reading. The biggest enemy that you have is that damn screen that is all around you. The computer screen, the notebook, the television screen, all of those things put your mind to bed. They put your mind out. They put your mind to sleep. And so one of the reasons that we have more of a problem with these sorts of things, there are a number of reasons, but one of them is because we are put to sleep by the use of this technology, the accessibility. Nobody has to think anymore about anything.
So what did they tell you to do to try to change?
So among the things, okay. So for those of you who just joined us, what I said on the air a few minutes ago is that having my Cerascan evaluation a month or so ago in Denver brought me the realization that because of things that happened to me when I was a child, blunt trauma to my brain, it has affected me to the point where if I were not aware of what is the future, in 7 to 10 years, I would be showing signs, early signs of some kind of dementia. And it has all kinds of ramifications, and we all know and hear the stories. It is not in my family, which is a good thing. If it is in your family, not such a good thing. That's why you should have it checked out. Because through, again, some of the doctors that you'll meet on the program over the course of the next few months, as we talk about this and me going through whatever it is, I felt sooner or later I was going to tell the story because I want people to relate to it. Now, you can tell by listening to me that there's nothing different. My mind and my voice and basically my body have been the same for the past 30, 35 years. There's nothing really much about my mechanism that's changed. Am I a little stiffer sometimes? Yep. But now, because, and Richie's teased me about this, I have had my moments when I haven't been as thoughtful and I've been careless and I've fallen off the tractor or I've whacked my head against something when I was working under the truck, those sorts of things. I will not do that anymore because now I know how fragile and gentle the mechanism is of the brain. That's part of the lesson here. But also, what you know about your body is how miraculously, when you get a cut, how long does it take that cut to heal? When you do something, a bruise, how long does it take for your body to fix that? And so that's what you have. You have this amazing tool, this amazing device.
So what are some of the things that they have suggested you do?
I am shaving with my left hand instead of my right hand because that develops a different type of a different side of my brain. I am doing crossword puzzles or doing more things that are evocative in terms of using my mind. And crossword puzzles, stuff like that are good for it. But reading different things. There are a number of really good books that I have not read, but I'm going to read more because that's, you know, part of it. You get more vocabulary. Learn another language is another thing that they said works on it. And plus what
so
you
exercise
eat,
your brain.
But eating the right things, fish,
yeah.
oils, those things are extraordinarily important. And they in of themselves can do a great deal of good, plus a lot of oxygen in the brain, that kind of stuff. So hopefully this all helps. 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Zip lines aren't exactly a new invention. But guess what? There have been some innovations that are anything but old school. I'm talking about experiences that are really going over the top. Sure, you might expect Olympic-style experiences at Olympic Park in Utah, but did you know they've also got one of the steepest zip lines in the world? It takes you over 50 miles per hour over a ski jumping hill. In Lake Tahoe, the Heavenly Flyer actually has a 525-foot vertical drop, but what's cool about it is it's open year-round. Or you can really test your nerves this summer on the Screamin' Gator Zipline Gatorland. This zipline will take you right over a collection of Cuban crocodiles and an alligator marsh. Now, if it's a bird's-eye view you're looking for, the Canopy Tour in Sonoma is a full 2.5-hour experience over those famous California redwoods. And last but not least, Royal Caribbean installed the first-ever cruise ship zipline aboard the Oasis of the Seas. Talk about sailing above it all. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Are you ready to do something about your high credit card debt? Tired of paying double-digit interest rates, late fees, over-limit fees? It's time to stop the madness. Get out of debt the safe and affordable way with Credit Card Relief. With Credit Card Relief, there are no upfront fees, no monthly maintenance fees, and no settlement fees. You don't pay anything until a debt is settled, all with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's Credit Card Relief, managed by local attorneys in-state, with workout plans tailored to your debt situation. Get out of debt in months instead of years, all while saving thousands in future bank fees. Call the original Credit Card Relief, where the consultation is free and the results are real.
Call Credit Card Relief at 877-888-9570. 877-888-9570. Not available in all states. Call 877-888-9570.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Work. The Hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Richie, you know what I'd like to hear right now?
What was that?
What's new at DougSteffen.com?
You know what?
I think I've given enough time to the other stuff. I think we'll...
I think it's button 44. Let's see if I
get button 44. Push button 44.
You know what? This is
not it. Wrong button, Richie. All right. It's close, though. There it is.
Yes. What number is it?
It's 43.
43.
All right.
Exactly.
Missed by that much.
So, from today's show at DougSteffen.com, Earth Day organizers and organizations looking for a billion acts of green. That's not like I'm axing you a question.
Ask me.
No. That's about the environmental movement and today being its high holiday, like Rosh Hashanah is for Jewish people and Christmas and Easter is for Christians and Ramadan is and all that stuff, right? So today...
Thursday's the high holy day for liberals?
Yeah,
but you see now...
I know.
That's the problem.
I want to take that holiday back.
Yeah, it was a joke.
I know.
But too many people think that it is
a joke. But I don't want to be embarrassed to say that I like the idea of Earth Day.
I love the idea of Earth Day.
Jennifer just said, that's the way it's looked on by a lot of people who are lovingly ignorant. And that's not, Richie would say in his whole life, you're calling her ignorant? No. But that statement is an ignorant statement.
That statement was a joke.
Well, okay.
Good. Right.
An ignorant joke.
Well, I'm not embarrassed to be green. I recycle every day of my life.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the point.
I do my part to get
people who otherwise, I'm certainly a conservative in many ways that really matter. And by the way, this is the most conservative that I am. I believe that the conserving the earth and whether it's through a high holy day like today, and you may notice if you were listening an hour ago, I didn't even know today was Earth Day. I pay no attention to that kind of stuff because I think every day.
You thought it was Sunday.
Is Earth Day. I thought it was a week from Sunday because I've got an event going on here where we have Earth Day celebration. As a matter of fact, here's why I thought that, Richie. The folks from the local Sierra Club with whom I am working to help folks, local folks, that are very involved in local food and trying to extol the value and virtue of locally produced food. So obviously I'm going to support that because I believe it, and I have the facilities on my dairy farm to help people have local food, local dairy products. So anyway, they said we have an Earth Day event on Framingham Common on the 30th. Would you like to participate? I said, yeah, I'll send Susie the cow down, and we'll have brochures and that sort of thing. So that, in my mind, was Earth Day. I haven't paid any attention to any of the other stuff that's been around about it. But I don't, because mostly, frankly, I think this becomes, and I chastised Jennifer a little bit there, but there is this hoopla around it that is unnatural. It's unnecessary, but every day ought to be Earth Day. Every day ought to be, today's Good Friday, and so that's occupied people's minds to a certain extent. I think that maybe that's why there's some confusion here. But in reality, and some schools are closed, I guess, today because it's Good Friday. It's an important day in the Christian calendar. So instead of children being in school learning about Earth, they're home doing whatever kids do on days off that usually has nothing to do with the reason that they're off. But in this circumstance, Earth Day has been politicized. It has been promoted over the top in a way which is unreasonable and kind of silly. But having said that, there are a lot of people who would do a lot of good and do every day. So the essence of today is aimed at raising your awareness about the environment and perhaps inspiring you to take action to continue to try to keep it clean or to think as you're driving along the highway and there's something in your hand that you want to get rid of. Instead of opening the window and throwing it out, you put it on the side door panel and get rid of it when you stop at a wayside station or at your own garbage. I mean, that's really selfish.
That's what gets me about people that are embarrassed. I'm sorry, Rich Jenner, but that's what gets me about people that are embarrassed to say that they would celebrate Earth Day or that they'd do stuff for the planet.
Foolishness.
It's basic humanity to clean up after yourself, to keep your area
clean. It's your job.
And to not do something to contribute to the pollution.
Right.
Yesterday, Janet and I were talking about, because it's spring, so we're starting to walk in the park behind our house. And this creek runs, 200 yards behind my house, this creek runs. And two or three times each summer, we'll take the kids and we'll take trash bags and sticks and pick up trash along the creekway and even walk into the creek, put our wading boots on, walk into the creek and pick up trash. And one of the things that we come to realize, you talk about littering, Doug, and throwing trash out the window.
Right.
Teenagers.
Yeah.
Please teach
your awful.
Please teach your teenagers.
You're irresponsible, bad parents.
Not to go to the local park at night with their friends and dump a six-pack of sodas
or a McDonald's bag on the ground or whatever.
Just leave it there. And hey, let me tell you something. I was guilty of it. When I was a teenager, I did, and now I look back at it, and I'm like, what a moron.
Yeah.
What a moron.
Now, I'm going to counter some of that, not that thinking, Richie, but there are, and I don't know that this is justification, not aimed at justification, but I always, there is never a day that goes by, and I'm a creature of habit when it comes to this, that I don't have an apple. And I have my apple as I'm leaving the house, usually in the early afternoon when I'm on the farm, to go to work when I go to work on the farm. I get my pickup truck, and I'm going usually from farm to farm or field to field or whatever it is. And what Charlotte doesn't eat of the apple after I'm finished with it, Charlotte will eat. Charlotte likes it, but I won't give her the whole thing because the seeds are not good because they have cyanide in them. So when she gets down to a point where she doesn't want to, where I don't want her to eat anymore, I throw it out the window. And I remember one day doing that, and there was a runner, a jogger, going up the street, and he yelled at me, "Yo, letter bugging!"
It's biodegradable.
Of course, the squirrels, it's completely...
Did you hit him in the face or something?
No.
Because that's why I would yell at you for tossing a
banana peel in the face.
No, but you know what I'm saying. That is, as Richie just suggested, it's totally biodegradable. It's good
100%.
For the environment. Yeah. It's very good.
It's better to throw it there than in the dump.
Right. So, it's sort of in degrees or what your understanding is of being environmentally responsible. Newspapers, cigarette butts. It's just another reason to stop smoking because it's such a horrible, cretinous, just horrible habit. It is, people now, though, are getting worried about stuff. I said at a meeting the other day, and I can't remember where I was, with a group of friends. We were talking, maybe they were radio friends. I don't remember where it was. But I do know that we were talking about the, now I remember where it was. It was in Denver. I was near these friends of mine that are connected to the Saroscan story that I told you earlier. I was visiting a guest of theirs at their home. And when I woke up on Sunday morning, I looked at this big mound behind the house. And I said, is that a landfill? And they said, no, but there was a landfill nearby. And I said to this fellow and his son who were having breakfast with me, you know, there was a landfill near my house that's been capped for 20 years. And they dug a test bore into it, went down 140 feet, brought up a hot dog that hadn't changed one bit.
Ew.
In the 20 years been in the ground.
That's had, disgusting.
And that's because there's so many preservatives in the damn hot dog. So, and the reason you don't throw it in the, as we're suggesting here, you don't throw it in the landfill. You know, you chop it up in little pieces or something, and you can put it out and let the animals eat it. That's better when it comes to being responsible. That kind of stuff is something you might think about. But there also are, in these landfills, fluorescent light bulbs, pesticides, toxic stuff that will really never decompose, or they won't. You know, it's like the nuclear waste. How long does it take, 300 million years or something, for that stuff to go away? So those are the kind of things, as you use them, you got to kind of think about what it is that happens, not tomorrow or the next day or next month. I think that's part of being a conservator. Use stuff that goes someplace after you use it. It's like the earth taking a dump, I guess, in a manner of speaking, not to put too fine a point on it. And so, you know, you think about the effects of the BP oil spill, which we've talked a lot about this week, and that kind of stuff. I'm not as concerned about that, the subsurface stuff, because that's where it comes from. And it goes back in, and it'll come back out. It's what happens to the surface and the things that are there now that become troubling. The oil that got on all the birds and the oil that got on the shore. And, yeah, they cleaned it up and doesn't have long-range impact. Not to anything other than that which life ended, the birds and the fish and stuff that were killed because of it. That's problematic. And, you know,
toys that you throw in the trash that could be reused by another kid.
Right, by somebody else, because it's more convenient to throw them out than it is to bring them to a recycling center.
Right.
Or do you know how long it had been since I threw something out? I had a hair putting out sparks.
Uh-huh.
And so I finally gave in and bought a new one so that I wouldn't catch my hair on fire. And it was so hard for me to put that in the trash can because I thought there's got to be something
somebody
I can do
can
with
use.
This.
Yeah, there is.
And it felt bad.
Yeah,
felt
between
weird.
Craigslist and FreeCycle and eBay, you can anything can be reused almost. There's so little that is really actually junk.
Yeah.
But you know the one that gets me?
Right.
When I spit my toothpaste down in the sink every morning, I think about how many millions of people are spitting their toothpaste into the sink. And what happens to all that toothpaste and shampoo?
Toothpaste is biodegradable.
Is it?
Yeah.
And they
is
get
it?
Rid of, they
yeah. It's the
it
same as whatever. Is the, it's the gray water that's in your cesspool, or it goes down into the wastewater treatment facility and gets cleaned up. And as part of some of the waste that I'm using now, human waste that I use as fertilizer.
Yeah, I need to learn more.
They clean that all up. And that's actually not – that's a pretty responsible thing, actually. What's been done now is there's been a creation – and we started using it 3 or 4 years ago. It has to be used right away, though, because if you leave it around too much long enough, it'll heat up. It is necessary for, and this is something that more and more farmers are using because it is a bio. It's the same as the stuff we use from the cows. You know, it just has been pelletized. That's all.
Interesting.
A chicken manure that we use, or any kind of manure, it's human manure, but it's had the things that the treatment plant takes all the stuff that you're talking about, Richie, out. There are three classifications. The solid waste that they can make into something that you can reapply to the land. The water, which can be reused and, in fact, is in many places in the world, it's you drink it again. It's cleaned up enough to be ingested. And then the other particles that are left that have to be dealt with, and those go to landfills or they use them. If they were smart, they'd burn them. Because the energy that comes, and this is something else that they're working on, apparently, one of the Earth Day stories is how much of this stuff that's waste can be burned and used to recreate energy. And that's part of what people are looking at. And that's an important part of conserving, not wasting anything in reality. But, boy, do we waste a lot of stuff. You'd be amazed. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, not to waste your time, but to help you with some medical info. Today's Daily Dose coming right up here on Good Day.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begon Max. It kills weeds down to the root, but unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begon Max and defend what's yours.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
There's Do you know TMI. Dr. Ken advocates going to the bathroom regularly?
Now, don't quote me irregularly.
Oh, my God. What a bunch of people we have here. It's 13 before the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who I credited with being one of my really good friends, and you didn't hear me talking about that. You came in on the tail end of the conversation about a half hour ago. I was talking about the results of the Saroscan imaging thing and how you were there with me and have helped me to understand or to know who to go to. I have now developed three or four new friends around this. And as Ken said to me in a conversation last week, I think your words were you wouldn't bet against me.
Never will, never would. So the genie's out of the bottle?
Well, I think that what I wanted people to know is that this is something that is not a death sentence by any stretch of the imagination. What I was thankful for, you know, I was very uncomfortable with it the first week or so after I got the information. And, you know, we talked about it any number of times. And then I started putting the pieces together of how to deal with it, and then not only deal with it, but deal with it in a way that you can overcome it. You can, I don't know if fix is the right word, but certainly the input that I've had from doctors that you haven't talked to, you talked to Grover. We had him on the program. A doctor in Denver who is an expert in this stuff, and a couple of other people, one Ken's turned me on to and another fellow down in Florida, who are dealing with this stuff. And the most important part of this is recognizing that you have the potential to develop it and then work with it in any number of ways. The EECP that you have got me doing for other reasons, it turns out, is very good for this business in the brain as well, and oxygen treatments. And, you know, there was, to this point, Ken, there hasn't been any drug that's been mentioned that was either necessary or appropriate, although there are drug companies that are looking at ways of trying to fix it. But what we've heard so far has been nutrition, fish oils, well, and that's the kind of stuff, plus using your extremities to retrain your brain, like shaving on the left with the left hand instead of the right hand, that kind of stuff. And so you're going to school on this too, because it wasn't really your expertise, but you are, through me, I guess, learning a lot about this that hopefully will help a lot of your patients who may find out. The important part of this, more than anything else, is learning how smart it is to have this done so you know what's going on in your brain, instead of waiting to one day you wake up and, duh, look what I have, and, gee, don't I wish I had known it beforehand.
This is why we practice medicine.
Yeah, right. It's a learning curve. All right. Quickly, ACE inhibitors, bad and good. What's the side of that that's the most important side?
Breast Cancer Research and Treatment Journal. ACE inhibitors, a medication we use for lowering blood pressure and heart failure, may raise the risk of breast cancer recurrence. The good news is that the beta blockers lower it. Many people use a combination of both, and they do cancel each other's effect.
Check out The Daily Dose and Dr. Ken at DougStephan.com, 51 after the hour.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hold me close and hold me fast, the magic spell you cast. This is Love Yongos.
Oh, my Lord.
When you kiss me, heaven sighs.
This is, this would be a good quickie quiz. Whose voice is
this? Yeah.
Chucker, you know whose voice this is? Chuck Curry is your Movie Moments time. This is a celebratory song for a man who's one of our best character actors, although he plays himself pretty much now. Like they all used to say, John Wayne played himself. Harrison Ford plays himself. This guy plays himself. He's 74 today. You know the voice, Chucker?
I do.
Jack Nicholson.
Really?
From the movie Something's Gotta Give.
I got it right away.
Did you? You're so
smart. Yeah, I mean, you just hear his voice. It sounds so much like him.
Right.
Give your heart and soul to me.
Yeah, there it is. You can hear it.
And life will always be.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it is. It's really bad.
It's not that
all right.
Bad.
So, now, Richie, do we need time here, or do I have time to yak a little bit?
Whatever. Who cares?
No, who cares?
We're
we need
fine.
The time.
We need
the
time.
All right. So, let's quickly get into our contest from movie music to movie moments. Chucker's got the rundown of the new movies that are coming out this weekend. But before we get to that, the contest of the day, which challenges your mind, another good way to keep your mind in shape is to listen to audio and see if you can figure out whose voices we have. And yesterday I was shocked that we didn't have an instant winner for a movie that was so easily identifiable to most people, even casual moviegoers.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, this one today is a little more difficult, and it requires a little more of your brain to be engaged. So if you want to win the swell prize at 800-510-8255, help yourself and your ears to this. All right. Now, this is going to become obvious that it's...
No clues.
All right.
I think we can get this.
Next clip. Go ahead.
I want somebody to pay a little attention to me. I want a little respect. I want somebody to take care of me for a change. Huh? How about that?
All right. I know who that is.
It has nothing to do with a bat, but some people will think that it does.
Oh.
800-510-8255. Good clue, Chucker, you think, or not?
I don't know it.
You don't know it? Oh, well.
No, I do not.
Okay, last clip, Richie.
Do you think God knew what he was doing when he created woman?
Yeah.
Huh? I really want to know. Or do you think it was just another one of his minor mistakes, like tidal waves, earthquakes, floods?
Easily could be confused with the bat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
This is not Batman.
He was great. Right.
Okay.
He was really good in this movie.
Yeah, and he was in Batman.
Do you think his style is a little over the top?
But that's how people know him, and that's why they like him.
I know.
Don't you think? Really?
Yeah. Pacino's become the same way.
Yeah.
Pacino's been the same way.
Yeah. And you could argue that De Niro is, too, although he's a better actor. I think De Niro, of the three of them, is the best actor. You think or not?
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. 800.
They're all really good, but I would agree.
510-8255. Okay, a lot of different choices you could make. You got 2 minutes to figure it out. Meanwhile, Trucker has what is on the schedule for new openings this week and what you think is going to be strong in box office totals when we talk about them on Monday, Trucker.
Two big films open. One, Water for Elephants with Reese Witherspoon and Robert Pattinson, who stars in the Twilight films. It's based on a best-selling novel about 1931 America and a traveling circus. It's a throwback film. I'm interested to see how it does at the box office. I hope it does well. And also Tyler Perry's a new Madea movie, Madea's Big Happy Family, probably opened in the $30 million range. Big story broke last night, Doug. Universal Pictures has chosen actor Jeremy Renner, who is Oscar-nominated for The Hurt Locker and also co-starred in The Town. He's a really good talent as a new lead in their Bourne Identity franchise. He takes over for Matt Damon.
Why?
He'll not play the same character, but will just...
What's the matter with Damon? What's the matter with Damon?
He don't want to do it.
Really?
He might come back to play the character sometime down the road, but doesn't want to do it. The newest film is going to be titled The Bourne Legacy, and will start filming sometime later.
Yeah, I read that book.
As for Renner, he co-stars with Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible Part 4, which will be out in theaters.
Yeah, you knew he was going to make it.
But is he cute enough to be Jason Bourne? I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know if he has the overall star power to draw people.
I'm not sure he does.
All right, creepy guy.
Phil's in Mount Vernon. What's the name of the movie, Phil?
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
That's a great guess. Not the right movie, though. Andrew, what do you think it is?
I believe it's The Witches of Eastwick.
Yes, sir. That's what it is. Jack Nicholson, The Witches of Eastwick. He has the right answer. This is Good Day at 59 past the hour.